Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to share a message with you I've entitled The Winds of Change. And above the worn-out man-made programs of the church as it exists today in many places, there is a cry of the hearts of multitudes being heard by the Lord, our Jehovah Jireh, the one who will provide. He's moving to reveal His boundless, untapped resources for the times in which we are living. And if we ever needed the Lord, we need Him in the days in which we are living, perilous times, as the Apostle Paul described them. The spiritually hungry, who have not yet yielded to the easy pace of spiritual mediocrity, are going to be fed from the Master's table. Beloved, we are on the threshold of His day. We stand. God has a remnant. He has a people whose hearts are burning for Him, for His will, for His power, for His glory, for His presence, and for His guidance. One preacher has said that God is unpredictable these days. He's not acting like He's supposed to. Oh my goodness. He's broken out of every religious man-made mold. Well, all we can say is praise God to that. Let me share a few passages from Scripture found in the Gospel of Mark. Mark, the 6th chapter, verse 45, and this was just after the feeding of the 5,000. And verse 45 says, "And straightway He constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while He sent away the people. And when He had sent them away, He departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and He alone on the land. And He saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, He cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw Him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw Him, and were troubled. And immediately He talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And He went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered." They were very much astonished. Mark this down, beloved. We're not sailing in waters of our own choosing. When you gave your life into the hands of the Lord, He is the captain of your vessel. The winds at times seem to be sometimes blowing to our destruction. But when Jesus steps into the situation, the wind will cease. Only the wind of the Spirit is going to be felt. You know, there's an account, and I won't take the time to read it, but it's in the 27th chapter of Acts when Paul is being taken to Rome, and he counsels them. It was the time of year. He said, it's not a good time to make this this trip to Rome. It'd be better to just winter here. But the centurion disregarded his advice. And as you know, if you recall that chapter, there was a tremendous storm that arose. And they basically, the 200 and some souls on that ship, despaired of life. The storm was so bad, and they started throwing over cargo to lighten the ship, and it was a really desperate situation. But Paul says that he tells them not to be afraid, because the Lord had appeared to him and says, do not worry, don't be afraid, you will be brought before Caesar. And so Paul shares this visitation and says, "Be of good cheer, sirs, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." And so if you recall the story, even though there was, they disregarded Paul's advice, he said, if you stay with the ship, every soul will be saved. And that's exactly what happened. The ship was broken up on the reefs, yet they all escaped with their lives to the island of Malta, and they wintered there. And there, if you remember, that's where Paul, he was putting wood on a fire. A viper bit him, and they were convinced he was going to fall down and die. And he was unaffected by the bite of that poisonous snake. And there was what turned out to be a revival. The chief governor of the land, Publius, his father was sick. Paul went in and prayed for him, and he was healed, and many others were healed. They had revival there for 3 months. And so what seems to be adverse, God can turn things around, so the very power of God will be revealed. Amos 3:7 declares, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant the prophets." And you might feel like you're in the midst of a storm that will surely destroy you, but the word of the Lord is, "Fear not. See Jesus coming your way." He sees your perilous situation and comes directly to help and to meet you, just as he did for his disciples. He was aware. That's why he came upon the water. We're not to be conformed to this world or our circumstances, beloved. We are being transformed and changed by the renewing of our minds, as Romans 12:1 and 2 tells us. Literally, God is renovating our minds by the word of God. Hear the word of the Lord in Isaiah, the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 6. "When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof," listen, "by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning." What did John the Baptist say? "There's one coming whose sandals I'm not willing to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Verse 5 says, "And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, the very presence, the Shekinah of God, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense." And I believe, regardless of what is coming in the days ahead of us, God will be the very same protection for his people, his remnant, as he was for Israel when they escaped out of Egypt. "And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain." Praise God. The fire of his word is purging the church. This is a new day, beloved, for everything and everyone who hears the Lord above the sound of the winds of change. And what he's saying, "Fear not, take courage, it is I, be not afraid." And here, the word of the Lord again, and this is in Revelation 14:1-5. "And I," this is John, "and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb." And I know that, well, let me read verse 5. "And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God." And I know that does refer to the 144,000 of Israel, but spiritual application is for the remnant today, for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are following the Lord wherever he goes. God has a people who will love him with all of their heart. Beloved, the fullness of time has come. A new day is dawning. There's a revival that's just around the corner, and it's beginning. It's happened in other nations of the world. In the Middle East, some of the greatest persecution of Christians, and yet revival for those who are in the know, those who understand what's going on in those countries, in Iran. My goodness, there's tremendous revival. Jews and Arabs are coming together. God is doing things that are not reported by the mainstream media. You can be sure of that. The fullness of time has come, and I believe we're going to see the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost the world has ever witnessed. Why? Because we're in the end times. The day of the Lord is at hand, a time of judgment, of trouble, such as the world has never known. That's what Jesus was talking about, recorded in Revelation. John saw it. He was translated to the time of the future. He saw those things that were going to happen. And beloved, the hunger you feel in your heart for the things of God, his presence, his power, his glory, they will be satisfied. The wind of change is blowing, beloved. The wind, the breath of God, the breath, the Holy Spirit of God, he's blowing to bring revival, to bring restoration, to bring victory. What are we to do? Jesus gave us instructions. He said to occupy, to be concerned, not to try to figure out when the rapture is going to occur, but to occupy, to be willing to preach the gospel wherever God has placed us to fulfill the Great Commission. In days past, we've seen God move, and we will see God move today as never before. We've allowed the enemy to take our land, to steal our blessings, to rob us of our peace and joy. But beloved, I say to you in the name of Jesus, not anymore. We're going to occupy the ground that God has given us. We've got great trouble in our world. Violence rocks our land and our cities. Racism is rampant. Demonic powers have been unleashed. But hear the voice of our liberator above the roar of the storm. It is Jesus speaking to you and to me. Fear not. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. And I can't add any more to the words of Jesus. As I bring this broadcast to a close, I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayers, your giving, all that you do in behalf of this ministry, that we can continue on this station and continue our outreaches, preaching the Word of God. I love you. I pray for you every day. You see in partners and my radio family, even though you've never written, I still pray for you every day. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.